The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy, this is going to get people even more aggravated at FIFA.
Oh no.
They have now banned national anthems at the World Cup. FIFA has ended traditional national anthem routines at the World Cup. FIFA will now instead launch a fan-centric pre-match ceremony featuring all players on the pitch standing in a circle. FIFA! So no bottled water, no anthem.
What the hell?
I don't know.
That's like the tradition. You go out there with your country flag
what
and then everybody sees.
What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Get bent.
Absolutely.
Get bent.
Interesting.
I'm not even like we need to have the national anthem before everything, or we need to do it in every classroom
right.
at all. I'm not that guy by any means.
Especially at the Wednesday swim meets. We don't,
no,
you know,
we don't need it. 100% right. I'm there with you.
Please
Pledge of
rise.
Allegiance every day before school. It's weird. The World Cup. That's the whole thing.
You're
do you know how sick it was that first week last season in Brazil and seeing those Brazilians sing their national anthem? It was badass. It was awesome. They were crying. Their arms were linked. I want that in Arrowhead Stadium from other countries.
Hang on
I
a
want
second.
That
where,
passion.
Where?
Arrowhead Stadium. That's where I want. Oh. Me and Kay Adams are still calling it that. Mm. That's what I want. That is what sports is about, fighting for your country and for your people. We talk about that here in Kansas City from a local perspective. I want to do that with the United States. I want to see Brazilians and whoever do that with their country. That sucks. FIFA, get bent.
Could you imagine the Argentinian fans that go and they're doing the national anthem for the United States and all of a sudden it's like the home of the cheese?
Yeah.
What was that? What was that?
Maybe that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah, I don't know why. That got me. I don't like that, FIFA.
By the way, you're a Kevin Durant fan, right?
Big time. Favorite player ever.
Is this story true where he was lurking behind bushes?
Have you seen this picture?
Oh, my God. That's real? That's Kevin Durant in a nutshell right there. That right there sums up Kevin Durant. Apparently, he was trying to hide from the paparazzi behind a bush last night.
Yes. And you can
and you can see his head above the bush.
Above the bush and his eyes. I'm like, geez, bud. At least he's hanging out with a female. I'm glad that he's doing something. That made me happy to see that at least.
But I mean, you're lurking behind a bush because you're afraid to get your picture taken. That's why people don't like Kevin Durant. It's stuff like this right here. It's not the basketball side of things. It's this cringy stuff that he does, man.
In case you missed the news yesterday, Green Bay wide receiver Christian Watson, and the Packers reached an agreement yesterday on a four-year, $110.5 million contract extension that includes $31 million in signing bonus.
Do we need to do this?
I mean, you talk about a guy that gives you flashes of hope and then gets hurt for like four games and then comes back and gives you like three games. Like, gotta be one of the most frustrating streamers in fantasy football in the last 3 years. Hey, Mac, do I start Christian Watson or do I start Xavier Worthy?
Neither. Move on.
Because that's like where the conversation always is. And really good day for him. He got paid, right?
Yeah, he did.
Got a ton of money. And then you go to Twitter and read the comments.
Oh, were they negative?
Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious. This comes from ML Football, one of the worst handles.
But I mean, anyway, they suck. They really do.
200 or they put it all out. $27.6 million per year. Zero Pro Bowls. Zero All Pros. Zero seasons with over 620 yards. Zero seasons with over seven touchdowns. Zero seasons with over 41 receptions.
And so, what you're showing me right there is the pay for a wide receiver, which why it's important to draft and develop your wide receivers now in the NFL. That's what this is telling me right here. Like, I'm not one of these. Oh my God, Christian Watson is getting paid. He's the next, right? The next guy that gets paid always makes seemingly too much money than the guy previous to him, and in 5 minutes, somebody else will pass him by.
Right.
But this is right here the going rate now for mid wide receivers. I mean, that Christian Watt, nice player, but I mean, the highest paid at his position. I mean, obviously I know where we are and the next guy will be the highest as well, But this is why Brett Veach years ago saw this coming with Tyreek Hill and said, we're just going to move on. We're going to move forward without Tyreek Hill because we're not going to get caught up paying this kind of money. We're approaching $30 million a year now for wide receivers. And so I think it just becomes more and more imperative for this organization to find those wide receivers in the draft, draft and develop, and keep that going forward. Who the hell can afford a wide receiver right now in this league? God.
This is the, like, the group of guys that he is kind of with his contract of $27.6 million a year. Alec Pierce? Or they must have misspelled it because it says literally it's P-I-E-C-E. This is sleeper NFL, so they're kind of legit. Jalen Waddle, who just got paid by the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
DJ Moore, 27.5. Jameson Williams, 26.6. And Devonta Smith, $25
million. And Howie Roseman, right, by far the best player on that list, the least paid.
Yeah, and
by
Christian
far
Watson's
the best
making
on
all
list.
Of that.
Yeah, Christian Watson is making all sorts of stupid money.
And I think we would take Alec Pierce, Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore, Jameson Williams, and Devonta Smith all over Watson, mm-hmm, right? Like, none of that would happen.
Man, I don't like that money tier. That's
what I'm telling you. That's why it's like Rashee Rice. I mean, just look at him sitting in jail right now, how much money he's passed up. Christian Watson just got $30 million.
And all those guys like are question marks and guys that are like maybe haven't lived up to something.
Right.
That was the Island of Misfit Toys tier. I don't like that for $30 million.
Yeah, that's a lot. The Island of Misfit Toys is the most expensive.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's the other thing. It's not like you're paying Jamar Chase, JJ, and Puka or something like that. Like, you're paying Christian Watson, for God's sakes. And so I mean, you give Brett Veach a lot of credit. He recognized this years ago where this was going. Now, they've tried the draft. They haven't hit yet on that wide receiver in the draft, and they still need to do that.
Rice was a hit. It's just...
Well, yes, on the field, I think he is a hit. Off the field, forget about it.
Off the field, he's a hit and run.
Yeah.
This makes me think they pay him, though. I will say.
Well, I mean, you can get a deal now, I think, with Rashee Rice. If you go up to him and go, bro, we'll give you $10 million a year, you can't keep yourself out of trouble.
It told me three things. One, it's disappointing if Rashee Rice sees that news because of the money he's missing out on.
Do you get that news in the pen?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, somebody knows.
Somebody's going up to him going, bro, you're here. That guy got 30.
Yeah.
That's 600, 700 yards in a season.
Two, the other thing it tells me is you have to hit on a receiver in the draft.
Have to.
Yeah. I mean,
every year
you just have to. It's just the money is just it's insane. And then the third thing it tells me is, boy, oh boy, does Xavier Worthy need a big year this year to see if he can make something around that, because I don't think the Chiefs would pay him $27 million a year.
Hell no.
And if somebody will, like if Green Bay, so like I guess you could give you like a fourth thing it tells me is that Green Bay thinks the worst of the luck or the out missed games of Christian Watson are over, and they're banking on him to kind of take off. So they got to pay him with like wide receiver two money, which is weird to think about that, but he's not making $42 million a year like some of those guys are. But if he does take off, then he's under the contract. Kind of like what the Chiefs, I think, tried to do with George Karlaftis. They thought he would kind of big uptick last year.
Exactly.
And then, because it was a year ago and I was in Gulf Shores and he got the contract, I'm like, wait, what? I've had a lot today, but Karlaftis?
Yeah, you try to buy guys out early. It's a smart thing to do. It really is.
I mean, the Royals did it with Bobby.
Right, exactly. You see it all the time with athletes. When they're good, you buy them out. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Now we find out he had a broken hand all year. So now the pressure's really on George Karlaftis this year. No broken hand, big contract, go out there. And you got help now along the line. Let's go. Let's see what you can do. And go out there and play. But what is this? I mean, my mind's working in all sorts of different ways on this signing right now. What does this say how they feel about Jordan Love? If they're making sure that they've got Christian Watson lined up long-term, are they long-term believers? I know they paid him, but are they long-term believers in Jordan Love up there? If they're now starting to dole out dough like this to mid-tier wide receivers, I mean, it's like, all right, we got to have this guy, because if we don't, then our quarterback isn't going to have success. Maybe it's a little indictment of him. I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. I think they love him. Not to be punny, but I think that they think he is like legit. They think that he's elite. We'll see if he
is. We'll see. I don't know.
He's been hurt and been out.
Right.
And when he has been healthy, hasn't been what we thought 2 years ago. And so,
no consistency.
Yes.
He's kind of played like where his mother sat in the upper deck. You know, like it's kind of how his career has gone.
Yes,
and,
yes.
But they signed him, so now they're investing in weapons around him. Can't say I hate that. But you also don't have to hit on a wide receiver in the first round, too, guys. I mean, you know, everybody always says, oh, first round. We all focus on that, right? But what if you get a wide receiver in the third or fourth round and it turns out to be somebody? Where's Puka picked?
Yep, third or fourth round. Cyrus Allen could be that guy.
You know, we don't know. We could have the next $30 million wide receiver there. And then, you know, he'll be middle of the pack by the time he gets paid $30 million. But, you know, you don't know with the wide receivers. It's not a position where you have to say it's got to be a first-round pick like a quarterback does.
Don't forget the Cody and Gold Garage Sale is on Wednesday, June 10th. That's next week. 100% of the proceeds go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. Auction items are available for viewing and bidding by going to 96.5thefan.com and clicking the pass-through link. I know Jay Binkley and I are in there for Burn Theory. It's a brewery. $200 bar tab. You can hang out with me and Bink. I mean, come on. I'm just there to watch Bink.
Nice.
You get to hang out with Bink. That's the enjoyment of it, man.
Talk about his TV.
Talk about draft, weather, interrupting his sporting events, and all that good stuff. But coming up next, it's other people outside of Kansas City talking stale. We'll get into it next on Kansas City's radio station, 96.5 The Fan.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's Jack Caglione, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Weekday morning starting at 6, right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.